This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. And I'm recording now. So, welcome to Swifties Unplugged.
What the heck is that?
I don't know. We just don't have a name for this midweek episode.
The midweek episode.
That's not good enough.
No, I guess it isn't. Especially if you're not listening to it in the middle of the week. What if you wait until the weekend, then it's not really a midweek episode?
Well, it's still a midweek release, but...
Right.
Yeah, I think people need to tell us what they think it should be named. Wink,
that
wink.
That would be cool. Yeah, wink. If they could come up with a name.
A few winks.
Wink.
Yeah. Something that captures the essence of what an unedited Taylor Talk is. And that doesn't include me stumbling over my words like I just did.
Which obviously is not edited. Otherwise, just very smooth and flowing.
Yes. So, that being said, actually speaking of unedited, Steve, Well, first, for those, if there happens to be any random new listeners in the middle of the week, I'm Adam and that's Steve. Nice meeting you. I figured we should introduce ourselves.
That's a good call. Yes.
There could be people listening that don't know who the world-famous Steve is.
What about the world-famous Adam?
Nah, nobody knows who he is.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so I thought it would be fun, Steve, if for our two-year anniversary, which is coming up on November 1st, we did something fun, so I turned to Twitter and asked people, and I want to get your opinion on it and get further opinions if people happen to be listening to me ramble right now. But the idea was a live episode that everybody can listen into as it's happening, feedback as
ask
it's happening, ask
that'd
questions,
cool.
Whatever else. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea.
Well, that's good because I already planned for it. I was hoping you'd say yes. So
maybe just say yes.
If anybody is interested in tuning into that, which I hope you are, and there's going to be added incentive for that. And normally this midweek episode doesn't come with an announcement, but I want to give you guys as much time to plan for it as possible. And Steve, also, you need to make yourself available to be on it.
Absolutely.
It is going to be Saturday, November 2nd. That is Saturday, November 2nd. At 3 p.m. Pacific time, which is 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is 11 p.m. in London, and it will actually end up falling on November 3rd, that Sunday, at 9 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. So kind of pick your respective time zone and gauge it accordingly, because that's when it's going to be November 2nd, 3 p.m. And just to kind of give you guys a little kick in the butt, light a little fire under your bum, make you actually show up for it, we're going to be launching a contest soon, and the winner is going to be announced on that live episode. So you'll want to listen in, especially if you actually enter that contest, which you all will. Trust me.
That's cool.
So, again, sorry for making an announcement. That's not what this episode's supposed to be about, but that was a little bit timely.
You were supposed to just talk to me. It's just supposed to be banter, but no, that is really cool. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, so getting back to what this... episode's supposed to be about, you know, our chance to answer some of your Ask FM questions. So, Steve, let's go through and pick a couple.
Okay.
All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's my theme music.
Is that what it is? It sounds a lot more like Indiana Jones theme music.
Funny you said that. It's same composer, different movie. It's actually Superman.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway. So, here's one. Okay. So if you saw Taylor at a restaurant minding her own business, would you go up to her or let her be?
Yeah. That's a good, interesting question. I'm still waiting for that day to happen, but...
It almost happened to me once, Steve, actually. I don't know if I've told this story on a past episode, but Taylor one time was eating at a restaurant called Mastro's in Los Angeles. And I was at the hotel, literally across the street. Like, I mean, Mastro's in this hotel, it's called the Montage. They face each other.
Okay.
And I was there, right there, facing that restaurant. And I didn't know Taylor was there until photos surfaced online, like, way after the fact.
Ah.
That was the closest I've ever come.
Really?
Yeah, if Taylor happens to be listening, she's probably like, oh my gosh, I am so happy he wasn't there. But, excuse me. So, man.
You coughed on a live episode. I don't know if that's good. My only example of that was I ate at a restaurant that Derek Jeter ate at. He's plays for the Yankees. And really, my thing is I don't like to interrupt people when they're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited until he was leaving. As soon as he was passing right by my table, I just told him to have a good season, and he thanked me, and he ended up winning the World Series that year. So,
well, that was nice cool. of him, and nice of you for helping them win by wishing them luck.
Yep.
But what about Taylor, Steve? Would you bother Taylor in a restaurant?
I don't think when people are eating. You know, that's the big thing. Like, if she's sitting there, she's placed her order, I would be willing to go over there. But if she's like in the middle of eating or like, you know, that kind of stuff, I just
shoving a piece of steak in her mouth.
Yeah. Like I wouldn't bother her. I also wouldn't be one of those. You remember about when Ed Sheeran and Taylor were at the ice cream parlor.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People were recording video with their iPhone. Like, I wouldn't do something like that.
Well, that's because Ed Sheeran was eating a giant sundae for a contest.
Yeah, but it's still like, I don't know. I just wouldn't do that. Would you do something like that, Adam?
funny you should ask, Steve.
Oh, boy. What's the story here?
I do have a story, and to this day, my friends still rip on me for it, but I'll get to why in a sec. And there was one time we were eating dinner at the same restaurant Rupert Grint was at. He plays Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter films.
Okay.
And yes, I know I mention Harry Potter so often on this podcast on Taylor Talk. It's supposed to be about Taylor, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I did take one of those creepy spy pictures on him. And the reason my friends rip on me for it is because it turns out I accidentally left the flash on my phone on.
Oh.
So Rupert Grint, here's like Ron Weasley walking right by our table. And I took a picture and it flashed right in his face.
Nice.
So... yeah, I still get in trouble for that one to this day. But, I mean, you don't want to miss an opportunity. What are the odds of, like, eating in a restaurant and there Ron Weasley turns up? You know, you don't want to miss that photo op.
Even with the flash, I guess.
So, Taylor, though, here's the thing with Taylor is, Steve, speaking to what you were speaking about right in the middle of food, that's not necessarily what the question was asking. It's just if you saw her at a restaurant minding her own business. I don't think the question is asking if you would bug her specifically while she's shoving a piece of food in her mouth. I think it's just asking, would you go up to her, whatever point in that meal it happens to be. And I think that ideally I'd like to say, you know, everyone would like to say, of course I wouldn't bother her. That's her personal time. It's not a meet and greet, blah, blah, blah. But realistically, I think every single one of us would go up to her and say something.
Right. Yeah. If she's not busy right at that second, I mean, she's out in public. And she probably sees fans all the time. You know, we've seen pictures surface on the internet. You know, she's grocery shopping. Oh, look, I met this person. You know, it's not that big of a deal. I think the timing's kind of important, but I guess that's really not where that question was headed, though. But
yeah, no, it's not where it's headed. It's would you go up to her and let her be? And I think I would definitely talk
to her.
I'd
say yes. Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing with Taylor, too, is, you know, celebrities kind of know what they're in for when they go out in public, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if Taylor wasn't in the mood to interact with people, she wouldn't go out in the first place because she knows going out to a restaurant, somebody is going to come up to her.
Right. Or at least go out and have like a hooded sweatshirt and big glasses on or something like that. Kind of get and go incognito. That would be the only other way to do it.
That doesn't even work for her anymore. Do you remember when?
No, that's...
Oh, man. Like a couple of years ago, I think it was. It was a while ago when Taylor and Selena tried to go to a college football game. I think it was Notre Dame.
I think you're right on that. Yeah.
Didn't Taylor's brother Austin go to Notre Dame for a while?
Yes, yeah.
He did. So it's quite possible it was Notre Dame. I'm pretty sure it was. And they tried doing the whole incognito disguise thing. And it's like, you know what? Taylor going in public is bad enough. Selena going in public is bad enough. But the two going together, it's like, come on. Who are you trying to fool? Seriously.
Right.
Like, they're not going to get away with that. Of course
not.
And likewise, in a restaurant like this question's asking, Taylor knows what she's getting into.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So, yeah, I'd go up to her. Absolutely.
I'd go up to her, too.
So, you know, it's a funny story. Speaking of that restaurant, too, where Taylor was, Mastro's in L.A., there was one time I was there that I did encounter a celebrity that wasn't Taylor, Steve.
Okay.
But it's sort of related to Taylor in a way that's not really like Selena's related to Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Camilla Bell there on a date.
Oh.
She was sitting in a booth with a guy had her arm or his arm around her. And, you know, I just kind of went walking by and I was like, there is nothing I do better than revenge. And she started singing along. No, I made up that story.
Does not sound legit.
That's because I made up the second part of it. I did, in fact, see her at a date on the restaurant. And I did, in fact, want to go up and sing it, but I didn't have the guts. I chickened out.
It's okay.
I didn't follow through.
That's pretty funny.
It would be funny. So what else do we have on here? I mean, this one's not a hypothetical question, but I think it's one we might, well, try and tackle. It's a hard question to tackle because there are so many answers to it. But somebody's asking what our favorite updating accounts on Twitter are.
Mm.
And that's a hard question to answer because there's a lot.
There's a lot of good ones out there.
I mean, I think the given ones right off the bat are ones that we have had on this show. We've had the Swift Agency join us on the show. He does a great job, very credible.
Has an awesome blog.
Yeah.
Just a good guy. He's cool. Good old guy.
He is a very good guy. And something I really like about him is he's not about posting the news first, but he's about posting it right.
With the sources and all that other stuff. That goes back to your, what was the other episode that you
Constant did? Vigilance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and making sure things are accurate. He's really good about that. So at the Swift Agency, we have our partners in crime over at T-Swift on tour. You know, we're looking forward to having Sammy back with us once the tour starts back up again. But they do a great job at staying on top of everything and being very timely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
with their announcements. I mean, The Given is obviously not one we featured on this show, but I mean, The Given, and if you're listening to the show and not following this account, shame on you. But at TaylorNation13 is the official corporate account for Taylor. It's a verified account. It is people who work for Taylor, and she has designated to tweet official announcements and things like that using that account. That is not Taylor herself on that account. Taylor herself obviously being at TaylorSwift13.
Which you should also be following, obviously.
I just assume that anybody listening to us now is following that.
True,
but,
very true.
TaylorNation13, you know, anything ever tweeted from that account is official and verified and everything like that. But going back to fan accounts, like who have we not mentioned on here before that does a good job updating us?
There's a whole bunch. I got a couple.
Who can you think of?
Well, I got TaySwift.com. That's Tay.
That's a big one, yeah.
.com, and they have like 100,000 followers, and you know they tweet all sorts of stuff. Another one that's actually a good friend of ours, at Hipster T Swift. She has a lot of great updates that she sends out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you got a couple more.
Do you know who I want to mention actually?
Go ahead.
This is probably one of my favorite people in the world, not just in this fandom, but in the world, because she's so awesome. At Smiles for Taylor.
Oh yes, that's an awesome one.
I mean, I have watched her account grow significantly. She is so on top of every single thing; it is unbelievable. And something I really love about her account at Smiles for Taylor is that not only does she announce things, because a lot of the updating accounts are like, Taylor was spotted in blah, blah, blah. Get the pictures here, and we'll include a link. Mm-hmm. Smiles for Taylor always finds very witty and entertaining ways to say it.
Very true. So true.
So shout out to her.
Yes, that's a great account to follow.
You know, there's a lot of great international ones, too, and I can't think of them all offhand. I know at TaySwiftAus is probably the big one that represents Australia.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of countries do have their own like main accounts that like really tweet out some awesome stuff.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I can't think of all of them offhand. So if people want to send those in to us, so we can make sure people can find them easily, that would be appreciated. Because there's
that's what happens when you do a live episode. You don't get a chance to really do any research. You kind of got to do it off the top of your head.
I don't know who else. Let me just go in my Twitter timeline just for the heck of it and see if I find anything. Man, how many people are tweeting? Shoot, I see like the same people over and over and over again. I don't know. I can't think of any right now. I'd really appreciate if people shared with us, you know, who they follow. I think we gave people a handful of accounts to start off with. We'll call it our Twitter starters kit.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't know. I just thought that was funny.
You're just coming up with all sorts of names of things today, aren't you?
Yeah, like Swifties Unplugged. If you like that name for these midweek things, go tell Steve, because he doesn't believe me that it's a great name.
It's okay. I'm thinking that our people could probably figure out something better.
Oh, poo-poo on Steve.
What, don't you think our listeners could probably come up? I mean, we got thousands of people that could probably come up with awesome things.
That's true.
We'll see.
That's true. So we'll see what people come up with. But Ask FM. Love Ask FM. Mm-hmm. How many shows is Taylor Swift doing in London? Doesn't really warrant a discussion, but there's a reason I wanted to point that out. Steve, do you know how many shows she's doing in London?
What is it? She's up to four now, I think.
Five now.
Oh, geez, I'm falling behind.
Yeah, well, you're not going to London. I looked into London airfare. It's like $1,200 round trip. I don't think I'm going to make a London
show. What about swimming? How long would that take you to swim across the ocean?
Well, I'd first have to hike across the entire U.S. just to swim across the Atlantic, so I don't know. And the Atlantic's really cold.
It is.
Anyway, so up to five shows. Now, again, not really a discussion here, just something I wanted to mention because of confusion like Steve's. It started with three, then she added another, and now she added another again. So the dates for those, February 1, 2, 4, 10, 11, all at the O2 Arena in London.
Cool.
So that's that. Then, do you see any questions on Ask FM, Steve?
I don't even have the password to that.
I guess that would help, so you can't see them. But
no, I mean, I can see the ones that you've already answered, but I can't see any of the new ones that have come in. So,
well, here's an interesting one because, it ties into a shameless plug that I'm going to make anyway. So I may as well answer this question from Taylor. It's an actual one that was attributed to someone. It says, on your website, who are those four kids modeling the Taylor Talk t-shirts? And that's a great question. You know, we hired a modeling agency, and it's just no, I'm kidding. We didn't do that. They are actually part of the Weber clan, who gets a quick little shout out and a hello. The Weber family are some great friends of ours. They have been listening to Taylor Talk as a family for a very long time. They actually went so far as to invite Diane and I with them to the show in Indiana, actually brought us along with them and their family, and it was great, and their kids are awesome, and they bought a bunch of Taylor Talk t-shirts for all their kids and for them as well, and took a picture of the kids there, and I asked, I'm like, you know, can we use that on the site? And their mom's like, absolutely, we'd be honored, and blah, blah, blah. So there they are.
Awesome.
Looking snazzy in their Taylor Talk t-shirts. Yep.
Got to meet them when I was down in Nashville with you.
That's right. They did come to the Nashville show as well. So we got to introduce Steve to them.
Yay.
And they're very sweet people. And
they are.
So they've all got Taylor Talk t-shirts. Steve, do you have one?
I do have a Taylor Talk t-shirt.
I have one too. Taylor Swift has one too. Although I don't think she remembers receiving it because she gets lots of gifts. But she has one somewhere in a pile of junk that fans give her. I hope it wasn't thrown away. So, how about you guys listening? Do you guys have a Taylor Talk t-shirt?
If not, they should get one.
No? TaylorTalk.org/store. There's my shameless plug.
How many shameless plugs do you put in a single episode? I swear it's a lot.
Well, Steve.
No, don't count them. Don't count them.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, that's it for Ask FM. Yeah, we've got a couple talk questions. About?
There's all sorts of good stuff going on, huh?
Do you know what people have been talking about lately, though, Steve? Is Lorde, that New Zealand singer.
Oh, I really like her music.
Do you know what's funny? It's funny you said that, actually, because her song Royal has been submitted for What Are Swifties Listening To on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't used it because I can't stand it.
Really?
I can't stand it.
I like that whole album she just put out.
Nah.
No?
The reason people are talking about her in the community, have you heard anything about it yet, Steve, or am I explaining this to you for the first time as well?
I'm hearing this for the first time. I knew that she put out an album, and it's pretty popular, but as for how that relates to Taylor, I have no idea.
So she was quoted saying something that was perceived as very negative about Taylor, as well as Selena and Justin Bieber, for that matter, but this is Taylor Talk, not Selena speak. I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. Anyway, and basically she was saying something about how she was basically insulting Taylor for being too attractive. And said, I mean, if I quote her exactly, she said she's too flawless and unattainable. And she got a lot of flack for that. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why people think that's an insult. It's really, you know, and then Lord took to her Tumblr page. Someone asked on there and explained what she meant and explained it was also not really put into context well. Mm-hmm. And she said, there's a lot of importance placed on physical perfection in this industry, referring to the music industry. And I wish my favorite stars didn't look so perfect, because I think fans, me included, have these feelings of worthlessness, like they'll never be as pretty, talented, whatever. It's very weird that it's become so controversial.
Right, I mean, because there's so many people, a lot of Swifties that I always see that's like, oh my gosh, Taylor's flawless, and she's our queen, and all that kind of stuff, and that seems okay to me. Like, I mean, that's partially why we like her, you know?
But do you think it's possible? I mean, are there that many people that do feel inadequate next to Taylor? Because, I mean, let's be honest, she's an exception to the rule. She is not an average-looking person by any means.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm going to go out on a limit here and say, like, and this isn't meant as an insult to Taylor, but hopefully it'll give other people maybe a little bit more confidence, is the fact that Taylor has been groomed for that as well. Like, when she takes pictures, she knows how to pose. She knows what facial expressions to make. She's been trained in that realm. So I think it's a little bit unfair to necessarily compare her to us.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you see her in person and people are like, oh my God, she's so beautiful in person. It's like, well, when she's making public appearances and stuff, she has professional makeup artist, a professional stylist, and a professional hairstylist that make her look that way.
Yeah, but she is a beautiful girl, though. I mean,
of course she is, of course.
The picture goes around there. One of the magazines she was in, that was a while ago, was like one that they did that she didn't have any makeup on. And, you know, she's pretty darn flawless looking there too.
Taylor was spotted in public without any makeup. Well, I think she's pretty without any makeup on.
Was that a Rascal Flatts reference?
No, Katy Perry.
Are you sure?
Katy Perry.
Oh, you're right.
Steve, did you real? I can't tell if that was a joke or not. Please tell me you were not being serious.
Yeah, but the Rascal Flatts says something similar. I don't remember what it was.
No, Katy Perry. You know, you think I'm pretty,
right? I know.
Actually, do you know what's interesting, speaking of this whole Lord controversy and talking about Taylor being beautiful and we see her and all photoshopped up and whatever else is, Sammy, who does our T-Swift on Tour updates, one of the people that runs T-Swift on Tour, she and I were actually talking about a Taylor quote the other day, and I just happened to find it in our text log. And it's a quote from Taylor. It says, never compare yourself to other people. It's like comparing my behind the scenes to their highlights reel. I think it's a very interesting and unique quote, because I think that's exactly what Lord is getting at, is what we see of Taylor is her at her finest. And we can't compare ourselves behind the scenes, ourselves, which is ourselves in our natural state, to Taylor's perfection. I'm willing to bet Taylor has had a zit in her life. I said it. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But I don't know. I just wanted to see what you thought about that, Steve.
I was not aware of that. Thank you for informing me,
Lord. So I hold no ill will towards Lord. I think it's something that gets talked about a lot, just because she happened to target Taylor Swift.
But you don't like her song, though.
No, I really don't like her music.
Okay, that's okay.
But I have no issue with her as a person.
So, Adam, I got something for you here.
No, Steve.
Come on.
Okay.
I have been looking for these Taylor Swift Diet Coke cans.
Oh, my God, they're nowhere.
I cannot find them. Did you find them yet?
No, I went to three different places today. I went to two Walgreens and a Walmart today and couldn't find them at any of them.
See, I've made another trip to Walmart, because I went like a couple days ago when they just made the announcement. And I was like, okay, well, maybe they're not here. Maybe give them a couple days. I went there. Still don't have them, and I was kind of disappointed, but as a consolation, I actually found something pretty awesome. I found pumpkin spice bagels. I love pumpkin spice.
What does that have to do with Taylor?
It has. Well, I was at the store, didn't find her cans.
Oh, do you know what, though, Steve? Actually, you reminded me.
Okay.
you remember a couple weeks ago before the end of the Red Tour when Taylor had that gap before the Nashville shows and she was just kind of at home?
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted a Vine of her and some friends in her kitchen making cookies.
Mm.
And I don't remember exactly how it got out, but it turns out that those cookies are pumpkin cookies, pumpkin spice cookies.
Ooh.
Just like your bagels you found with the cream cheese frosting. So I found myself this past Saturday night all home alone and by myself, and I didn't know what to do, but I had a pumpkin. So guess what I did at the pumpkin?
Wait, you made it with a real pumpkin, not like even like the stuff
I did.
In the can? Wow.
I did. I took a pumpkin, I cut it up, I baked a pumpkin, a real pumpkin, Steve, and I made the cookies. So, like, in your face, Taylor, like, let's have a bake-off right now, all right? I bet you she used canned pumpkin.
Oh. No, I know that you are quite the cook, chef, you know, baker. I've had some of your stuff before. It's good.
I do what I can. When have you ever cooked my or eaten my food that I've cooked?
I think I was over one time there, and I think it was like leftovers from like the dinner from the night before, and it was still good.
I gave Steve leftovers. That's funny. Oh, do you know what you did? Oh, I remember what I made you. It was what's called. It was a Wonderstruck cocktail.
Yeah, you did make one of those.
Made one of those.
That was good.
Just to clarify for anyone that has no idea what the heck I'm talking about. You know, several months ago, God, it might even be going on a year ago. I don't remember. I have a friend of mine here in Vegas, excuse me again, who is a bartender. And I thought it would be fun. I had her come over and I just sort of told her what goes into Wonderstruck, the original Wonderstruck, the one in the purple bottle. And, I was like, how can we make a cocktail out of that? And we actually picked out certain items from the Wonderstruck fragrance, and she turned it into a drink, which would taste kind of as you would imagine the perfume to taste.
Disclaimer, do not drink Wonderstruck, the actual perfume.
Don't drink the perfume.
Don't drink the perfume.
But it ends up being really good. It includes apple and vanilla and peaches and stuff like that. And based on the fact that there are, of course, things like apple juice and peach juice and stuff like that, we also have in the notes below that YouTube video that we did it in. There's a non-alcoholic version as well, if you're not quite old enough for that yet. But it's actually a rather funny video. It's not very good quality because video's not our thing. But, you know, it's on the Taylor Talk YouTube channel, which is what... youtube.com/TaylorTalk13.
Cool.
I don't know if anyone's interested in making the Wonderstruck cocktail. Well, if you're over your country's legal age limit, if you're interested in the cocktail.
Or the non-alcoholic if you're underage. So.
Yeah, watch the video if you're underage, too. You can still watch the video. There's a... Actually, we did mention the non-alcoholic version, how to do it in the
yep.
video. So... That's that. I baked cookies, made Wonderstruck.
Did you see the pictures, what Kelly Osbourne tweeted out about when she was baking with Taylor?
Yeah, what is that? Are the Osbournes like Taylor's new best friend family?
It seems like it, because, I mean, I think we talked about where, what was it? It was on some sort of talk show where they were talking about when Ozzy met Taylor and, you know, what he thought of her.
Yeah, and thought she was beautiful, but we had talked about that in a past episode. So.
Right, but then, like, the next couple days, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Kelly's hanging out with Taylor making cookies. So
yeah, that
like...
was bizarre to me. I could have sworn there was something a long time ago, like years ago, where Kelly Osbourne said something negative about Taylor, but I could be making that up in my head.
Well, what about the constant vigilance? We need to look that up first.
Constant vigilance. That's why I said I could be making it up. Don't take
you
that
could,
one as
you
fact.
Could be.
But
yeah, it's hard to say, but that might be a possibility. But if anything, they seem to be having a lot of fun making cookies.
Right?
That's great. Yeah.
And Kelly Osbourne tweeted about what a great baker Taylor is. That's why I repeat, I want my cook off.
Yeah, I could see that like on what the Food Network or something like that.
Taylor Swift versus one of her fans. Cook off.
Swift versus Swifty.
That'd be funny.
It would be.
All right. Cool. We're getting kind of long on this. We do that every single week.
I know.
We're always like, oh, yeah, like 15 minutes. We'll just chat for a few minutes.
We'll just chat. Here, I want to do a couple of quick little things here, and I think we can probably call it a day. I want to do something I like to call a Swiftie shout-out, if you will. I've been on Taylor Connect a lot more than I used to be. And I was actually just clicking through the forum, and I actually found a really nice little couple paragraph write-up about us, Taylor Talk, from Olivia. It's Baby Just Say Yes 13 on Taylor Connect. And, you know, it was good because, like, there was a couple people that posted after her, and they're like, I didn't hear a Taylor Talk before. I'm going to have to listen. So it was good that, like, by having her nice little post about saying how awesome we were, that we may have got some new listeners because of that. So,
which brings me to my next point.
Oh,
sorry. Give your shout out.
I got one more shout out, and then I'll let you give some of yours.
Well, hang on. I just wanted to go to a point on Olivia, though.
Okay, go ahead.
That's why we've decided to declare National Taylor Talk Tell a Friend Day every single day of the year.
Nice.
Every day. It is now your duty as a Taylor Talk listener to make sure you get one new friend to listen to Taylor Talk every day of the year.
Ooh.
It's an overwhelming task, but
yes, yeah, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more shout out here. This one is from the Monday episode that we released, our main show, where we were doing the mini segments, and I happened to do a very bad job at pronouncing the person's name. What's funny, they actually did tweet us later and told us the correct way to pronounce it, so I'm going to do that now. This is Brian Dubanowick.
You sure it's not Dubanowick?
It says, no, I'm looking at how it was pronounced. It's Dubanowick.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Constant vigilance, Steve. If you mess that up one more time, if we get a tweet from Brian again correcting you,
right, he'll be
like
you're
gone, Steve. You're gone. You're over.
All right.
I'm going to feed you to Brian. I'm going to let him beat you up.
Oh, boy. So do you got any shout-outs that you want to add for the Swiftie shout-outs?
Well, I do have a confession to make. I knew you wanted to give a few shout-outs, so I thought it would be funny to go on Taylor Talk's Twitter account and just be like, who wants a shout-out on this episode? And little did I know that a lot of people were going to respond to that. So,
okay,
I have to stick true to my word and give them shout outs. We got at the Aaron Leal, at absurd underscore pride, at Tay Tay Swift 1317, at T Swift Can, at TT Taylor 2. I butchered that one. Taylor Swift 13, but it's with two T's and two R's. At Taffy Girl, at Evan Holmes. Why is Evan Holmquist getting a shout out? He's been on the show before for our Jeopardy episode. At Rockstar Raphael, at Leanne Baby, I know her. She doesn't listen. She does not listen to Taylor Talk. I retract that shout out. I bring that one back. At Livy the Swifty, at Swift or Die 13, at Ocean Eyed 5, at Crazy Swift Stuff, and at Bounce Ruby answered nope, so she does not get a shout out. Sorry.
But she kind of sort of did there.
Yeah, I know. That was the joke of it, Steve. I thought it was funny. But within a few of those, I do want to give, you know, a few legitimate mentions. I don't know if we ever got a chance to mention the first one. I said at the Aaron Leal, I got a chance to meet in San Diego, and he came up to Diane and I and said hi. And so I really appreciate him for doing that. And it was great meeting you, Aaron. At absurd underscore pride, I got the chance to talk to today, which maybe this will even be a discussion for a future episode. But I was reading through some of Taylor's lyrics on TaylorSwift.com today, and it occurred to me how poetic some of them are, and I realized some of the songs I actually appreciate more as a poem than I do as a song.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Hmm.
Particularly a lot of them off of Red. You know, some of them I noticed off of, like, Speak Now, for example, have, like, repetitive things in them, like, what's the worst culprit? The Story of Us. That has a lot of repetitive stuff, so that one can't really be read as a poem, but I love it as a song.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, at absurd underscore pride, we were having a discussion about that today, so shout out to them as well. And then at T Swift Can, who is a Canadian listener, gets a special thank you because she sent in like a ton of mini segment submissions, emailed them to us, and so now if we're ever short on them, thank you to you because you picked up the slack.
Yay.
So, man, and it's a shame. I feel like I've talked to a lot of these people as well. But anyway, because of the length of this list, and mind you, these all came in within a few minutes. There could be several more that I've missed out on since we decided to record. I'm scared
learn not to do this again.
Yeah, exactly. Not to do it again. But I do like the idea, Steve, that you came up with here of giving little shout outs to people who interact with the show.
Yeah, you know, tell about how awesome we are, or tell about, tell your friends and, you know, ask us questions or give us input. You know, it's all good.
Yeah, and you know what I thought of with this shout out is I thought of a way people can absolutely get a shout out and a virtual hug from me.
Okay.
It's I know on the, I think the last episode was the first one we've done it, but we've been plugging it on Twitter and stuff. The podcast award nominations are going on right now at podcastawards.com. And we would love to, I mean, of course we'd love to win an award, but even being nominated would be such a huge honor. And really getting nominated is up to you guys as listeners of Taylor Talk. And so if you could just, you know, take 30 seconds of your time, because that's literally all it takes, and go to podcastawards.com. And we're trying to get nominated in the entertainment category and also in people's choice category. Literally, all you have to do is go type in our name, which is Taylor Talk, colon, the Taylor Swift podcast. That's our full name. Taylor Talk for short. But type in our full name for that. And our URL, which is www.taylortalk.org. And then just scroll down, enter in your name as the person submitting it, and your email. The email is not for spam or marketing or anything like that. All they're doing it for is to verify that you're a real person voting for us and not some computer system. And then just hit submit. It will literally take you under 30 seconds.
That's about it. For me, I wish I would have timed it, but it was like 15 to 20 seconds, and I did vote for us, so.
Oh, that was nice of you. And
or nominated, I guess. It's nominated.
Yeah, these are the nominations, but I looked at the breakdown and what goes into the nominations, and I think 40% of the nominations, in terms of how you get nominated, like 40% of what they base it on is how many nominations you get. So the more of you guys that go out and do it, the much, much, much better our chances are going to be.
Cool.
And like I said, it'd be a big honor, and you would, well, if you can get in touch with us and tell us that you voted for us and maybe take a screenshot of it to prove it, you know, we will absolutely 100% give you a shout out on an episode of Taylor Talk.
That sounds fair.
Yeah. Like and the reason I say it, and again, I hate being all like, oh, announcement on these, you know, shorter unedited episodes, but this is kind of timely. The nomination period ends on the 15th, October 15th. Today is, what's today? The 9th. There's only 6 days left, so pretty please.
Yep. He's begging you.
I'm begging you, please.
I think this is going on long enough, don't you think, Adam?
Yeah. We already announced the live episode, right? We did that at the beginning?
Yeah. You forgot about it already?
I did. But this is a reminder to clear your schedule.
There you go.
The dates and times for that are going to, of course, be on taylortalk.org. But I got nothing else to say.
Good.
I've gone on long enough. Shut up, Adam.
That's a first. He's done talking. All right. Let's end this.
All right. Bye, guys. We will see you on our main episode, which will be released this upcoming Monday.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.